Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Friday, February 3rd, 2023, and this is episode 304 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. Today, we're talking the rain keeps coming. Big old rescue mission we had today, a little rescue mission. Oh, I guess yesterday. Yeah, rescue mission yesterday. Tons more website work and throwing together some packages and products and things to go. Cool meeting yesterday afternoon, which booked me to do something on Sunday night. And weekend plans. And should be fun. So with that, let's move on to that question of the day, and then we will pull out that segment for the new podcast stream. All right, guys, it's time for the fifth edition of The Perfect Cup, a daily question and my thoughts. Join the discussion in my Telegram group at t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. And the question for The Perfect Cup today is, does fate exist? Does fate exist? I'm going to take a sip of my light Ethiopian here. If you're interested in premium air-roasted coffee, be sure to go to theperfectcup.shop. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. Yesterday, I had a little bit of light Honduran left over and mixed it with the light Ethiopian. But when you get that straight light Ethiopian, it's crisp. It's clean. It's got a lot to it. It's got a lot to it for sure. So, but anyway, on to that question. Does fate exist? I listened to this last night. I read it last night prepping for the show. I read it a couple days ago when I was prepping for the show, and I was like, oh, this is an easy one. And then last night, as I sat and thought about it a little bit, I said, well, maybe it's not that easy. Maybe it really isn't that easy. For a couple weeks, a couple months now, really, I've been contemplating on a little piece of content I did for TikTok, where I talked about all the shitty decisions I made in my life, and that I don't really beat myself up over any of them that I've considered bad decisions, shitty decisions, because they've all gotten me to where I am right now. Hey, good morning, Clark. How you doing? Circle back to that question of if you missed it, is does fate exist? So I've been contemplating that. Like, all the decisions that I've made have made me who I am, put me where I'm at, and really, really formed everything about my life. Well, There's been some weird things along the way. Interactions with people that I've known through different people, roundabout, met. Like, here's an example. I met, when I got to Minnesota with my ex-wife, I was looking for bartending jobs, whatever, skipping around, doing all these different jobs. And so probably one of the third jobs I ran into was at a country club. It was bartending. I actually worked for, okay, so it's even weirder. Got hired for the guy working in Northeast Minneapolis, and he had me train in a bar in a western suburb of Minneapolis, like way far away. He owned two bars. One was a country club, one was at a country club, and one was in like the blue collar rough and tumble neighborhood. So I got hired in the blue collar neighborhood. That's where he had the opening, but he had me train at this country club. So I meet this guy, trains me in, blah, 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 no big deal. Met him for like 2 weeks, trained me in, done. Go to the other bar. I think I met him one other time, maybe when he came down and helped bartend down at the other place. But other than that, like, we didn't interact at all. Now, fast forward another, I guess it would probably be like 8-9 years. I'm divorced. I have met my current wife. We're dating. We're hanging out. We're meeting each other. We go out drinking with her brother and her and some other people. And we go to this bar. I meet this guy. I'm talking to him, and I got bullshitting with him. And it was one of my girlfriend's brother's friends from high school. I'm talking to him, bullshitting with him, and he's like, yeah, my dad, he works over at this bar, blah, blah, blah. Let's go over to see him. Sure as shit, it was the guy that trained me in at the same bar. Like, we went to this. Coincidence? I don't know. Like, oddity, weird. Like, out of all the people in the United States, or even Minnesota, or even Minneapolis, or down to the town that we were in was probably 50,000 people. What are the odds that I got trained in by this guy and then knew him through my current girlfriend? Like, totally different worlds. So then that always those got me believing in fate, coincidence, and things like that. So I've always kind of thought that. And then I started bringing free will into the equation. And I believe we have free will. I believe we get to choose what we're going to do. If we can choose, if we have a decision to make, and I kind of circle back to like all the shitty decisions that I've made have gotten to me to where I'm at, all the good decisions and all the bad decisions. I shouldn't always harp on the shitty decisions, but all the good decisions, all the bad decisions have gotten me where I'm at. And if I have free will to decide what I'm going to do in every decision, whether it makes it a good decision or a shitty decision or indifferent, it's also putting me on a path somewhere. If fate has already determined where I am going, where I'm going to be in the end, because I believe that would kind of be the definition of fate, is like it's happening whether you want it to or not. Would that make all the decisions that I've made along the way to get me to where I'm at not free will? Because if the path is already determined, it doesn't matter what direction you turn along the way. Is it an illusion of choice? Or are we making our own paths and these coincidences that we run into our life? And there's been more than one. There's been more than one weird links between different aspects of my life, different times in my life, different, totally different scenarios in my life. And they cross paths somewhere weird, like on vacation, running into someone that you knew from a totally different time in life and people in your world. So, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Is that a cop-out answer for the perfect cup? Is that a, I don't know, is that okay? Is that okay to not know, to still be figuring it out? I think it has a lot to do with spirituality, religion, what you believe in. And I don't know. I'm exploring that. That's one of the things I'm exploring as we've hit the road and kind of broke free from all the normals in life. Exploring what all that means and how we get there is something that I've gone down that road. So is there fate? I don't know. I believe will. I believe that I'm choosing the path that I'm going. I also believe that they all the things are lining up because of the decisions I make along the way. It's a choose your own adventure. If you skip to the wrong page, you're kind of screwed. But if it's all predetermined, if it's all a bunch of fate and it's all going to end up the same in the end, what difference does it make what decisions we make along the way? I don't know. Well, that is something to think about. I'm going to hit the comments here real quick before we wrap it up. And I'm going to try to keep that to that 5 to 10 minutes every day. Clark over in the YouTube comments says, I think some of my shitty decisions have actually brought me a better situation than some of the good decisions. And yes, Clark. That was what I really went. That is what I really, really went down the line with in that piece, that short content piece about bad decisions, good decisions. And Robin says, good morning, all. I don't think it's a cop-out, but I am not a believer in it. I think fate is a holdover from ancient religions. Can I explain it? No. Yeah, I got you, Robin. I got you. Good morning to you, and thanks for participating, and thanks for chiming in on the question of the day here at The Perfect Cup. Be sure to check out theperfectcup.shop if you want to check out some premium coffee, and then a lot of other coffee merch and a lot of things going up real soon. Other than that, you can check out the question of the day at the Telegram group, again, t.me/lotschat, t.me/lotschat. And that's going to come to a close, the fifth edition of the Perfect Cup podcast. It's number 5, 1 week done. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to do this for 90 days and see how it goes. I appreciate you listening, and we're going to wrap this up and hit back to the main show. All right. Well, that was a doozy for Friday morning. Fate. We're talking fate already on Friday morning. It's 6:11 in the morning, and I'm a quarter of a cup of coffee in, and talking about fate, free will, and making shitty decisions. Hey, good morning. How's it going, everybody? Everybody going to be busy today? I'm going to be busy. I'm busy right now. I've been stuck in this hole down in the bottom of this field for four days. Been getting stuff done on the web. I've been getting my website kind of retooled for this Perfect Cup promo for the new coffee brand is kind of soft launching. They got a lot of things going in the works with that, some packages and ideas and consulting things for Airbnb hosts and hip camp hosts, bed and breakfast type folks, and small restaurant owners. So if you know any of those people and they would like a free 30-minute consultation to talk to them about what I'm thinking and how I can help them and how they can help themselves, send them to thelastproject.com. There's a link on the main page currently. That says 30-minute free consult, and just drop it in. You get an email back that has my calendar, that has my open 30-minute slots. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to just shoot the shit and see what you got going on, see if I can help you out. Maybe you don't need help. Maybe I can just answer a question in that first 30 minutes. I will gain value from that, hearing what you're going through and hearing what you've set up and how you like it, how it's working for you. And even if I can't help you moving forward, it is definitely worth definitely worth exploring. So Robin, sign up for that 30-minute consult. We'll talk about your room. She says she's one of those people. I have a room listed on Airbnb since 2017. Nice. Do you like it? Is it in your house? I've always wondered how it goes with the room in the house, like in your living space. I know people that do duplexes. I know people that do secondary homes, or when they're out of town. I haven't really talked to somebody. Okay, so yours is in the house. Yeah, nice. Old school bed and breakfast, like a traveling bed and breakfast. Nice. I don't know if my coffee deal would necessarily work for you, but I'd love to chat about what you got going on there. So anytime you want, fill out the form and grab a calendar date. Anyway. The rain I think has stopped. Corey told me that yesterday when it stopped, it was supposed to stop for three or four days of dry and partly sunny, I think was the forecast, and I'm hoping that Oh, and we're back. This is like just a little pause. Don't worry. Get to the gas station, get to the grocery store, Walmart, whatever we need to get out and get in, because next week it's supposed to start raining again. Looking yesterday afternoon when we took the dogs for the walk, their walk in the evening, afternoon time. I don't know if I'm getting out today. If it is, it's going to be late today. Josh, if you're hearing this, if you're watching, more than likely I will not be joining you today looking at that mud mess, because it's still filtering down. Not only did we have to wait for the rain to stop, we needed to wait for the field above us to filter down through us, because it was like literally bubbling out of the ground. Corey got some footage yesterday, and I'm going to be putting together a YouTube video this morning about showing where we were, where we had to go, and our rescue mission. And I'll get that up, and you can see how much water we're dealing with here. Yeah, it's something else. It's something else. Speaking of that rest, Josh says, I assumed, yeah, you saw it yesterday. Speaking of that rescue mission, I have to thank Josh, the Renegade Butcher, came through in a pinch. I mean, it was an emergency. Okay. So I made it kind of sound like, hold on a second. I gotta take care of something here real quick. All right. Sorry. So I made it sound on the video that I'm going to put up today that it was like a rescue mission. Like, we were on our last everything. No, I mean, we had propane, we have food, we have water, we have access to water. We, you know, it was not a big deal, but, I reached out to Josh cause we were running out of our shitty wood. And I was hoping he could get me some more shitty wood. So we didn't have to run propane. I made the deal sweet enough for him that he agreed to come and help us out. And yeah, we were really appreciative because we don't want to run the propane. We don't want to run the propane. So I said, hey, would you go to Tractor Supply? I know it's shitty wood. It's going to be wet, whatever. Would you grab me 5 bundles and bring them over here? He's like, yeah, I can do that. So we got talking a little bit and he's like, hey, I'm going to the HEB. Oh, for all you Texas people, it's the HEB. It's that grocery store. It's pretty cool. I walked into one once. I've never really explored one. Corey is the grocery queen, and I'm not allowed to pick out groceries, so she usually ends up going, and I babysit the dogs. But I have been to the HEB, the HEB, Josh is like, hey, I think they have wood in the entryway of the HEB, and I gotta swing over there. I'll check it out, and maybe I can get you some there. I'm like, okay, cool. Sends a picture. It's undercover. It's all certified hardwood. It's yeah, it's the same price as Tractor Supply. And I'm like, oh, okay. The grocery store is smart enough to keep it inside. Tractor Supply is not, I guess. So I asked him to pick me up some bundles. He threw them in his little Easter egg, and away he went. And he got to explore some Texas back roads, because I will hopefully include the video of the river that he ran into, the overflowing creek, and all sorts of stuff, and wandered around, and finally found his way in, and yeah, rolled in with his little tiny hatchback sedan as our 250 is like stuck. Stuck on a flat surface. And rolls in, and dude brought us wood and beer and mail. Like, I mean, if there had been beef jerky in there, I think that would be like the most man delivery ever. Dude, can you come and bring me some supplies? Hey, I'm here. I got you firewood, beer, and mail. Not a mail. The post office type. Josh says HEB comes through again. HEB, the HEB comes through. I think if you need me to say it as HEB, you have to put spaces or dashes or something in between each one. Otherwise, it's HEB. Like, hey, like, why would you put a 3-letter word out there and not people not call it what it is? HEB. Oh yeah, I got Josh says I need to do some short content video about HEB and HEB and the difference. So that was that. I appreciate Josh showing up with the supply run, the beer. He looked at me and said, if I was going to be stuck down in that hole for a few days, I'd want some beer. He wasn't wrong for sure. So we definitely appreciated that. Got our mail. You can tell the camera's a little clearer this morning because our lens wipes were in there. Josh says the only way to be more hyper manly would be to deliver the beef jerky via drone or Falcon. Correct. Carrier pigeon with a code in it to signal the Falcon to come in with the beef jerky. We got to work on that before we get out of here. Oh, man. So the rain has gone away. The sun is supposed to be out today. I'm very excited about that. I'm excited to go stand in it and warm up. I'm excited to hopefully, just stand in the sun and watch the ground dry up a little bit, watch the water dissipate out of the sand, watch the sun hit that mud and start to dry it up so I can drive out of here. And I don't even know where I want to go. I don't even think I have anywhere to go. I just don't want to be stuck here anymore. At least we're close. At least we're close to friends. Let's see, what else do I got to talk about today? Last night, had an awesome interview. Corey said it's her favorite interview. I think she's lying a little bit. I think her favorite interview was probably the one with her. But TK Rizeu, Murat, I believe is where it's at. I know you guys all bust my balls about not being able to say people's names. But yeah, dude was fantastic. TK is a really cool guy. He's a minimalist. He is moving into a van. Got a podcast, and really enjoy talking to him. Really enjoy talking to him about his travels. He's lived all over the world. He speaks several different languages. He is into something that he refers to as slow living, and he's working on being an extreme minimalist. So. Check that out. If you want to know what minimalism and slow living does to you, listen to this guy talk, because he's about the most laid back, chill guy you'll ever run into. Just really, really steady, easy going. And it was a great interview. Corey sat here riveted and watching. I was like, I've already heard it. She's like, leave it on. I do not want you to turn that off because I want to listen to it. So. Mama gets what mama wants, for sure, for sure. We listened to it, the whole thing. We got toy destroying going on. We're not sure what's going on with the dogs, but all of a sudden they've decided to destroy all their toys. All of them. What goes on with our dogs is we buy them toys. We buy them like stuffed animals. I guess people call them stuffies. Is that a new thing? That's not what we called them when I was a kid. Is that what they called them when you were a kid? Stuffies? Stuffed animals. Yeah. have we gotten that busy that we need to shorten things to stuffies? We would buy them at the Farm and Fleet store. They were in the dog toy aisle, but they were like stuffed animals and they were super cheap. Well, St. Bernards tear the shit out of things. Ones like literally we could buy a Kong, like the you can't destroy it Kong tough toys, and they'll shred them in like afternoon, no problem, if they want. These other stuffed animals, for some reason they would save them for months. Josh says my mind goes to another place with stuffies. He also says I need to hang out the ants rebuild. Dude, the ant hills are going to be like 6 foot tall after this one. They're going to be so mad at me. They're going to be thinking this was like a 4-day onslaught of dog slobber just constantly coming in. I think we're going to be at war. I'm going to have to prepare. Maybe a truce letter explaining the situation, that it was not me, that it was nature that was flooding them out. Or maybe it washed them all away and there's no more ants. That'd be cool. But anyway, we would buy the dogs these cheap-ass stuffed animals. They would have their favorites. We name them all, like, what the animal was. Like, they have a bunch of these hedgehogs. I think they were, like, $4 or something. These things were $4. A Kong for our dogs that they could destroy in, like, 20 minutes is, like, $40, I think. They're, like, super expensive, aren't they? Like, 20 to 30, depending on which one we got. These little stuffed animal hedgehogs, $4. And they're not like Sonic the Hedgehog. They're like, I don't know, is there one right here? Yeah, I got one. They're different colors. They're gross and disgusting because they're dog toys, but that's like our little hedgehog. $4. You know how old this thing is? This thing's got to be 9 months old. What'd you think? This is when they got neutered. So like over a couple years, year and a half old, $4. Well, they carry them around. They love them. They don't break them up. They don't until they do. And at some point, they decide that these things are time to be dead, and they literally shred them. Like, head comes off, tail comes off, and the shit goes everywhere. They run around, they play with them, they enjoy them. But we can't figure out what the trigger is that they're deciding to destroy these. Because in the last, like, 2 weeks, they've started destroying all the toys that are, like, a year old. They had a big, huge turtle. They had a octopus. I think the octopus is still alive. But they've just started destroying all these cheap toys. These are the toys that Norman brings me in the morning when he comes and sings with me in the morning. But they rip all the stuffing out of them, and then they hang on to the cloth, the like skin, and they carry that around until Corey gets sick of it, and it gets super gross because it's all wet and dirty, and Corey will throw it away. Oh, there I am. Wow. Old Elon's on a cycle schedule this morning. Freedom Media Corp says she's given up on the expensive toys. Yeah. Yeah, we buy them and they destroy them. They destroy them at will. Like, sometimes they hold on. They have one. I think the Rhino was like an expensive-er toy. Probably some you bought, and that lasted quite a bit. That was one of the Kong tough toys, I think. And yeah, they held on to that. They didn't destroy that. And now I think that's what they're working on currently is tearing that apart. Robin says the dogs are probably bored where they can't get out and run. I don't think it's necessarily that they can't get out and run. It's the fact that we're not walking them quite as far, and we're not as happy to go walk them in the rain. Like, we go on significantly longer walks when it's not pouring rain every time we go out. One, because I'm sick of getting soaking wet, and two, when these dogs get wet, they're wet for hours and hours and hours with all that fur. So, but I do agree with you that it most likely is they're bored and under exercised. So today I'm guessing I gotta go on extra long walks. We will see. But yeah, a lot of the toys are biting the dust here, and I don't know, I don't necessarily I think that you're probably right with the boredom, but we've seen it other times where randomly they just decide that it's done. It's like, this toy is done. Like, and we can't figure it out. Josh said, who said the assassin trigger word? Yeah, it's like Zoolander with the relax song came on and they've decided they need to kill all their toys. Yeah. If you've never seen Zoolander, don't bother watching it. If you've never seen it, don't subject yourself to it. If you have, maybe go back and revisit it. Maybe it's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. So the weekend is coming. What do we got going on here this weekend? Not much. A lot of the same. Hopefully getting out and enjoying the sun, making more content. Get the drone flying again. Can't fly the drone in the water, in the rain, wind, nastiness. I don't particularly want to stand out in that weather to fly it regardless, so it wasn't happening. Get out, fly that a little bit, do a little bit more. I am going to mess around with Clapper this weekend. I don't know how necessarily new it is. Newer social media platform, short content. It's spooky, similar to TikTok without the China. If you're worried about the China, maybe check out Clapper. I'm messing around with it probably for the next 90 days. What I do like about it is I can go live. without a certain number of followers. So I think I'm going to mess around with the functionality of the live, see the interface and see how it works. And I might start rolling the show live from my phone on Clapper, see if the bandwidth holds up with the Starlink. It dips out. I fuzz out regardless of if I have it on or not. So I'm just gonna see how it goes, if it hangs up more, where we go with the signal. But I'm gonna check out Clapper, dig into that a little bit. I've posted a few videos over there. I've done a little outreach and networking over there. It is what it is so far. It's new for me, new to me. And continue working on getting interviews set up and my new podcast streams. Keep looking for those links in from the other pod catchers. I will populate a list. I will probably post it in the Telegram group, post it up on the website, and all of that stuff. I need to get the main page of the website changed up, get the contest down, and get a landing page set up like that. That's probably be a good place for all those links. So that's one thing I'm looking to do, and get outside, get out of the camper and get in the sunshine and get some vitamin D, get outside. Man, when you get holed up, it is. I mean, it sucks. Like, it sucks, like, when you're in a house too. Like, I understand that. When you're in the little camper and you are, we live in this small space because we spend time outside. We get out of the camper. When you are extended periods of time stuck in the camper, it really starts to feel small, especially with the dogs. Part of this lifestyle is you get to go outside. Like, outside is part of your inside. And when you can't do that, but anyway, Robin Holstein says, have a great day and good weekend. Time to tend to the poultry. She's got a live unscripted at 10 Eastern. Check her out. Check out her YouTube channel. That's Robin Holstein. And if you come out over to my Telegram group, you'll be able to get a link over there. Maybe we'll have Robin on and we'll be able to end up getting links for her in the show notes for that. And I can always reference back to that. She's got a live unscripted at 10 Eastern, on YouTube, and got Dad's INR test today. So lots of stuff. Yep. Always busy. Yeah. What else we got? Working on interviews. Two booked in March. I think I got my five lives in March. And we got five. Do we have five Mondays in March? My scheduling wife. March, 1, 2, 3. Oh, nope. I got one of my four done. I got one of my four lives and one of my four pre-records are already done. So booking up March now, I have come to the conclusion that I want to book out all my months' pre-records. I want to have all the pre-records done by the beginning of the month, and then all of my lives, obviously not recorded, but scheduled for the month by the beginning of the month. So now we're into February. I got to start cracking on getting all of the rest of March lined up. So if there's a topic you want to hear, if there's a guest you want me to go grab or attempt to grab or attempt to schedule to come on the show, grabbing people can be kind of weird. But if there's a topic or a guest that you're interested in, shoot me an email, info@thelotsproject.com, or drop into the Telegram chat and drop me a note there, or catch up with me anywhere, really. I will end up getting the message, and I would love to schedule someone that you want to hear. So I could work on that. Got to get everything laid out for the rest of February. I have everything scheduled. And I've been working out other things and have not got everything populated up, but get the rest of the pre-records up and scheduled and published and get the rest of my lives for Monday night all laid out and the show notes and everything so I can promo them. Next week, I don't even know. I think my scheduling spreadsheet got mystified. It got vaporized or whatever. It didn't save. When I opened it the time I went to look at it, I had like 12 things all plotted out with links to show notes, everything. It was beautiful. I opened it up and it reverted back to like I had 3 names on it and nothing else and some other columns that I was thinking about filling out. So I just deleted the whole fucking thing because I was really pissed. I was really pissed because I'd put an afternoon into plotting that all out and getting everything linked together. And I need my beautiful wife's help when I'm working on Excel sometimes, and she helps me, and she's super good at it and makes my life easy when she can answer questions. And I went through all that, and for some reason it didn't save. Whew, that made me mad. But yeah, so I got to go back through that, get all my show notes reorganized, get everything laid out, and so I can start promoting these. Because TK was the last one I had done. So be sure to check that out. You can find it on the Lots to Talk About podcast feed and also this main feed that this will be on. You can find the replay here on YouTube or all the audio platforms that you can access. All the podcast players should be there soon. I know I found it in Podcast Addict. I know I have the link for Spotify, the direct anchor link, which has links to all the outreaches or the distribution channels that I've submitted it to. So yeah, if you want to listen and you want to grab a link, I can get those to you, or I'll start posting them in the Telegram group and things like that. So I'm excited to get those rolling. 5 days of the Perfect Cup today, and yeah, it went well. I think it's growing on me. I'm kind of feeling it out. I'm figuring out what I want, the vibe I want with it, how I do these breaks and pauses and things. So it might be a little awkward for the first week or two. Yeah, we'll see. I'm gonna do it for 90 days and give it a shot. It'll be 60, I think it's 65 episodes is what I have plotted out right now. So We'll see where it goes. With that, I'm going to kind of start wrapping it up here. Yesterday, I had an awesome meeting with Toolman Tim. We were just bullshitting about some stuff and brainstorming some ideas back and forth. And he said, "Hey, what are you doing Sunday?" I said, "I don't know. Probably nothing. Available for whatever you need." That's kind of how my life is now. I'm doing stuff all the time. But what do you need, man? And he said, "Well, my guest canceled for Sunday night, and I've been wanting to have you on, and I'm booked out through April. Would you want to come on and bullshit with me on Sunday?" And I said, "Absolutely." Toolman Tim asked me to come on, and it happens because I have a little special place in my heart for the old Toolman. He was the first one to ever ask me to do any social media promotion or a video with my tool of the tool that I need. My tool review for his community spotlight. And then he was the first one to get me to do a live stream, come on and interview and talk to him about what we were doing when we were first doing the camper. And that was about a year, 14, 15 months ago. And this is all what started. This is what came out of that. I had been thinking about doing it for quite a long time and just had never started. 2 years. Quite a long time. 2 years I had owned the podcast name. I had owned the podcast server. I had signed up, everything was set up, and 2 years it took me to hit record. Man, if I had 2 years of extra content, I think I'd be in a better place and a little happier at the moment. Not that I'm not super happy, but happier that I started when I decided I wanted to start. But Tim kind of pushed me over the edge and got me going. So I, yes, I have a little place in my heart. If Tim called me right now and said I needed to jump on a live stream with him, I'd be like, hey, dude, I got to wrap mine up. But as soon as I'm done, let's go. So, yep, going to be on the workshop on Sunday night at 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. Yes, I know my time zones. And my numbers. I can adds and subtracts. But anyway, if you're going to check that out, I think we're just going to chat, man. Tim and I have a good rapport. Tim and I have a good vibe together, and we can just roll with it. Probably going to talk about what we got going on here at the Lost Project and things coming up and anything else that just kind of catches our attention and shiny things us. So definitely check that out. It's going to be Sunday night on the workshop. Other than that, I think we're going to wrap it up here. We'll circle back to that question of the day from the Perfect Cup. That will also be up in the Telegram chat for you regular podcast people, party people. Does fate exist? What a Friday heavy one. I'll probably throw up what do you got going on this weekend too, just because that is one of my favorite things is hearing what people got going on and then circling back on Monday and seeing what everybody got done is something I really enjoy. But I want to keep up with the question of the day being from the Perfect Cup. So we will do both. We will do both over there in the Telegram group. If you're not over there, you don't know what you're missing. It is a lot of great people, a lot of great ideas, a lot of great energy. So join us at t.me/lots chat. And then be sure to check out the perfectcup.shop as I furiously work at it and update it. So check it out. Roaster says I can only do 300 pounds this month. I want to push him to that. I want to hold him to that. I want to sell 300 pounds a month. Yeah, know anybody that likes premium coffee, send them my way. All right, with that, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to shut it down for the week. We're going to head into the weekend. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be productive and relax, and Corey and I are going to hang out, add all sorts of fun, and enjoy the sun. Enjoy the sun. God, I hope it comes out. Oh, man, can the weather guy be right for one weekend? Can he be wrong? Because I think it said partly sunny, and can it just be full on ass sun blazing down on me in all its glory? That would be fantastic. Oh, tune in Monday. You'll find out what happened over the weekend. Other than that, you can find me at thelostproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. Hey guys, I keep forgetting to do the item of the day. You're gonna have to check all the socials to find it. I'll put it up there in a little bit. It's a good one. You're not gonna want to miss it. Keep an eye out for that item of the day on all the socials. Other than that, have a great weekend, guys, and we will catch up with you on Monday. I can feel the song.